why you should pray for patients. If you grew up anywhere around the church, or maybe even if you didn't, but just knew a well-meaning person that liked to hand out random popular sayings, you probably have heard something along the lines, don't pray for patients. You won't like what God will put you through to teach you. I always giggled when I heard this and thought, it must be right. I'm never praying for patients. This is one thing I never want to learn. Here's the problem, though. Patience is a fruit of the Spirit. It isn't something that is learned, so to speak. It is something that, as Christ followers, He gives and gives freely. Through this 40-day sugar fast, I have been convicted of something. A lot of some things, but let's just take this one conviction at a time, shall we? I say I'm running out of patience all of the time. Romans 12:12 urges us to rejoice in hope, be patient in affliction, be persistent in prayer, while the all-too-familiar 1 Corinthians 13:4 tells us that love is patient and kind, love does not envy or boast, and it is not arrogant. When do we lose our patience, and who do we lose it with? If you are anything like me, it is with the people I am closest to, people I love, my husband and my children. They are the ones that hear, I'm losing my patience, and it isn't even 8 a.m. It is about to get real. I bristled at this myself because no one likes conviction. It is meant to be uncomfortable, but here's the truth. My running out of patience was not their issue. It wasn't because of them. It was because of me. It was and is my sin problem, my lack of asking the giver of all good things for patience, my lack of fruit in my Christian walk. Jesus says in Matthew 7:7-8, to ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find, and knock and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and the one who seeks finds, and to the one who knocks the door will be opened. We can simply ask for more patience. That is amazing and freeing. All we have to do is ask. A lack of patience is a weakness, but in our weakness, He is strong, so we can turn to Christ. We can stop at the moment when our 4-year-old has made the 5 millionth mess of the day and ask for more patience. We can stop when our 9-year-old is throwing shade over the electronics policy and ask for more patience. We can stop when stress at work causes our husband to be a little less than kind when he comes home and ask for more patience. Whatever the circumstance, we just have to ask and remember what Paul urges us in Ephesians 4:1-2, to live worthy of the calling you have received with all humility and gentleness, with patience, bearing with one another in love. So dear readers, I have a challenge for you. This week, I challenge you to have more patience in the moments you feel like you are running out and don't have any at all. I challenge you to go to the Father who gives freely and abundantly to His children. When we are followers of Christ, we can't run out of patience because we can always ask for more. So who's up for the challenge? Looking for a community or someone to grab coffee with who is in a similar life season? We'd love to connect with you and get to know you better. Below, you will find a few people that can't wait to meet you. Shoot us an email so we can make a plan.